Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Happy Veterans Day, everyone. Welcome in any day. It's a good day to celebrate when we can get Gerald Posner on the show, award-winning investigative journalist par excellence, 13-time author, Pulitzer finalist. What? He didn't win? My God, what's a guy have to do? This guy's one of my heroes. And somehow or another, with all that his mindset is on, including... You know how I am with the Kennedy assassination, seeing that, how we took a wrong turn there, and that's the mother of all conspiracies. He's the definitive guide. I am too. Lee Harvey Oswald did it. He has a lot to say, and yesterday dropped on his Twitter this new information bubbling up from the Olympics, from the Olympic Committee, about who will be able to compete. Remember the last time, the spectacle of this guy who was beating up on a female who quit, and routinely they quit, and they just continue, hey, he's a world champion. How in the world can you sit by and allow that in Olympic sport? Gerald Posner back with us in Philadelphia. Gerald, welcome in. Tell me why we need an investigation. You haven't won a Pulitzer yet? Come on now.
I tell you, as a matter of fact, Dom, you'll love this. In the year that case closed where about the Kennedy assassination, yes, was up as one of three finalists for the Pulitzer in history, the Pulitzer Committee that year did not give an award out in history because they deadlocked. The judges could not agree on where to go, and so nobody got it, which is really amazing. I'd love to be a fly on the wall there, right, as they debate the Kennedy assassination but decide not to give it to anyone else.
Who were your competitors?
I had a completely different, nothing that were remotely controversial, typical what I call history Pulitzers, which are, great stories about Franklin Roosevelt or what happened in World War One, and so it's completely off the thing. I think they were thrown off by the fact that I was trying to settle one of the great American mysteries, the mother of all conspiracy theories in modern age.
You did it for my money. I've been there in Dallas, and I tell everybody to go. That museum that's there, when you stand where Oswald was perched, I think you have a sense of this. And when I'm going to reread your book. I usually do it every other year when we come up on. Is there anything new on any of that other than you just hit upon it there? This is what triggered this age of conspiracy. How many books? Have you ever been around, though? Who is it? Nathan Lane, isn't that the guy?
Yeah, Mark Lane, Rush to Judgment, great title, but terrible book. There are, believe it or not, when I published in 93, it's hard to believe, it was 32 years ago, case closed, there were then 2,000 self-published and books put out by publishers that were arguing for conspiracy. Since then, I'm sure we've had a few hundred others added on. And then everybody sort of after Oliver Stone's movie JFK waited for the release of the JFK file saying, you know what? That's where it all has to be. Posner probably missed all the secrets in the JFK files. They're going to disclose how the secret government really killed Kennedy. And then these files have been out and out and out. They've been released time and time again, and no smoking gun in there remotely, nothing that changes the case. And so, you know, now people are still looking for something else.
Absolutely. Well, how is it then with that kind of background and the other stuff that you've done? The transgender issue is something I think I've talked with you most about recently. How did that happen?
Actually, I had a family member in Northern California who had transitioned as a what thought was going to be a girl to a boy, and I've seen firsthand sort of the seduction of young people by this, what, you know, a trans ideology that if you're not happy with who you are, you might be in the wrong body. So why don't you just go ahead and take some hormones, and maybe you can go ahead and do some surgery. They'll change your sex, which of course they can't do, but you'll be happier in this new gender. And you know what? It doesn't work that way. People who are unhappy in their life on one thing, it's like moving to a new location doesn't necessarily solve your problems. And the problem with transgender for kids under 18, they can't make any informed consent. They don't have any appreciation of long-term consequences. And when you say this is a lifelong change, you're never going to be able to go back. You're doing surgeries. You're amputating body parts in some instances. They really don't appreciate what that means. They're so focused on what they think is, you know, a TikTok video that shows them happier as a different sex, quote unquote. And so that got me into it. The idea that this business was being oversold to children and was a contagion. And there's some recent studies that show the degree to which this had been a cool factor for a few years in here in the last decade. And so kids were moving toward it like, you know, 20 years ago it was cool to be gay, or 30 years ago it was cool to be something else.
Yeah, absolutely. And those studies are under fire, but they're indicating maybe the fever has peaked here. So the part that really, really drives our listeners and drives me is the competition part, particularly when we get to the high levels, the farce of the Olympics, the boxing recently. So the Olympics, we believe, is going to make a move here, but I think on your Twitter there was an article about the 100 or more elite athletes that are in a no man's land who I, based upon what I've read, I think shouldn't be able to compete against women, but might be able to.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So that, first of all, the Olympics have had a scientific study underway with this panel for, you know, over a year. I love the fact that they have to have a scientific panel to decide whether it would be unfair to have men, born biological men, compete against women. And that panel comes back and gives them the correct advice, which is, guess what? Just like most people thought, you retain as if you're born male, you retain physiological advantages, even if you reduce testosterone levels, which is what the Olympics used to say. Well, you know what? If somebody's transitioning over and they were born a man and they're now identifying as a woman and they've gone through surgery or they're identifying as, we'll have them reduce their testosterone levels by taking estrogen, and they'll be at the same testosterone low levels as the women they compete against, and it'll be a fair playing field. Not true. You end up keeping these physiological differences you're born with in terms of bone mass and in terms of muscle mass that stay with you as a man. So now the Olympics is saying, well, okay, it's likely we're going to put a ban in place. We don't know if we're going to do it for what they call the sex development cases, DSD, where people are born, we used to call them hermaphrodites, right, in earlier years, and they have to make a choice at birth. They're born with sort of both genitals. It's one out of 50,000 cases, but it happens. What happens in those instances? So they're going to decide that separately, but looks like they're going to finally say, you're born a biological male, you're not going to be able to compete. The footnote on that is, they don't think they'll be able to do it in time for the Winter Olympics in Italy in February. So we may not see this change until the LA Games in 2028, believe it or not.
Wow.
I know.
That is
know.
Just stunning. And to your point, for someone that does and has done what you've done with Kennedy, et cetera, to see this right in front of us, the evidence is apparent. Is it they're afraid? Is it just the usual bureaucracy dithering? Are there competing arguments? What is forestalling this to just move definitively?
Well, I do think that the people who are in the IOC before in positions mm-hmm. of power, including the president, they were very woke, and they were of the feeling that they did not want to be the, even though they're the Olympics, they didn't want to be the lead organization in international sports to go ahead and say, we're stopping all athletes who are biological, born biological males from competing in women's sports. They didn't want to protect female-only sports. It's the whole purpose of having female sports and men's only sports is to keep that distinction, but they didn't want to do it. The current president of the IOC, this Christy Coventry, who's sort of leading the push for this, she ran as part of her election campaign on a policy of bringing this in, setting up a working group for protecting mm-hmm. women's sports. So it's interesting that it took a new IOC president running on that platform of saying, I'll straighten this out to get elected to make the change for this international organization. Otherwise, they would be sort of in the back of the line instead of being at the forefront. They should be at the forefront.
Absolutely. What's next for you? What are you considering? What's Gerald Posner working on now?
I'm actually working on, believe it or not, a few online courses for Jordan Peterson. Many of your listeners may know
yes.
Jordan Peterson.
Sure.
He started a thing called the Peterson Academy. I went out a month ago and taped an 8-hour course called Journalism 101, How to Think Like an Investigative Reporter. And I'm going back at the end of January to do Journalism 102, writing a successful nonfiction book, and also doing a couple of courses on the politics of cancer and one on the pharmaceutical industry. So some work there, getting the word out in a different way.
Absolutely. Where do we find you on Twitter, Gerald?
At Gerald Posner, just my name, that's it. And as you know, Dom, you never have anybody on Twitter that you end up following that you agree with across the board. So somebody follows me because they like what I'm saying about gender. Then they send me terrible direct messages about the Kennedy assassination, or they don't like what I'm saying about Trump, or they do like what I'm saying about Trump, or they're happy about what I'm saying about Israel and Hamas, or they're not happy about that. So I have opinions, you know, you'll get them. You may agree with some of them, you may not, but I always try to back them up with a little bit of facts.
I got to tell you, what a thrill it is every November or whenever to have you on, Gerald. Thank you very much. Good luck with the new work you're doing with Peters.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you.
Gerald Posner here on Talk Radio 1210. And that's the guy. And again, if you happen to ever be in Dallas, go to the Dealey Plaza, the museum there. I was telling Henry about it yesterday. I think it's the fourth floor, the entire floor. Or no, is it the seventh? Well, they have right there where Oswald shot. Plexiglass, you're 6 inches away. You get a sense of how doable this is. Now, there's a lot of nuts on the street there. It's up to you to confront them or not. Get them going.
It's your civic duty to bat these people down.
Well, I did, yeah. The one guy with a truck battery keeping his the film that he was showing, that's a heck of a truck battery. Yeah. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Scott Rutter, Colonel Scott Rutter here at 2 o'clock today. New book, 20 Years in the Making. The guy that led the attack that captured Baghdad Airport became a Fox News correspondent, went to Gitmo with me and the then program director. I could see Greg in Gitmo. That would be interesting.
I don't know. He'd be like Daniel Caffey in Gitmo wearing his all whites.
That's right. Can you imagine, though, we're there and Rudder's having to hold together two wires to keep us on the air from Gitmo, and we're listening to it in the other room on the radio. Now, that was a treat, that the signal is that powerful that in Gitmo, you can get it on the radio. It was nuts. Yeah. And you go up to the fence line where the Cubans are with blown up cars and all, and mm-hmm. they're in Spanish, they're saying, hey, Yankee, why don't you come over? You know, stuff like that.
Right.
It's quite a trip. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Easy on social media, just because I said, why do you have gloves on today? Come on. Take them off when you speak. Can we make that compromise?
I'm still cold when I'm talking.
I hate the gloves look. I just really can't stand it.
I agree it's not a good look.
Yeah.
There's something wrong about it.
You know what it is? It ends here, and you see skin, and you see the glove, and you see the gesturing with the glove. It just looks...
looks off. It looks silly.
Who had the coolest on a freezing cold day at inauguration? JFK. Did he have a hat on? Did he have gloves? He didn't have an overcoat on even. Nothing. Take a look at it, and it was great. I covered the Obama on an even colder day. Oh, my God. I didn't have gloves, but I did have other headgear. Yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. Get on a side question. Give us a character in a military film that you really like. We've heard from the president today. You heard him at Arlington. I really don't see at this point in time Democrats going after the military. I think in the Trump years, they're not attacking the military because they're too busy attacking cops. That's why. That's who they really want to attack. So on Veterans Day, I think we're a bit more unified now around all this. At least that's the feel I get today with people, that they're, you know, settled in, wanting to know. The only bone of contention is, what is the right way to provide for veterans? I think Collins over at the Veterans Administration has done a good job. We don't hear as much about mistreatment or how, you know, all the money that goes into the Veterans Administration, and yet the care is lacking. Don't hear that as much. Not something where the drum is being beaten on it as much. So that's a good thing when you assess where we are on Veterans Day. And I saw an article today that gives you an idea of the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps were all born in Pennsylvania. And I'm looking at a guy who just wrote this piece about, he writes, I will celebrate this Veterans Day with approximately 700,000 Pennsylvanians, 55,000 Philadelphians, who are fellow veterans. For decades, the bulk of American veterans belonged to the draft era that ended in the early 1970s, but with each year, this generation is passing. In 1980, about 18% of U.S. adults were veterans, but that share fell to 6% in 2022. And I remember having a conversation with David Petraeus, the one where I threw up when I was running with him. You know, the conversation was before the...
Right, yeah.
I didn't throw up fully. I'm just for the record here now. Come on.
Just a little heave or two.
Just a little heave. Yeah, but I didn't have gloves on, I'll tell you that.
Hope not.
And we were talking about a military veteran running for president. And that used to be a standard. That was a big box. I know, particularly Matt Rooney gets exercised by Mikey Sherrill saying, hi, I'm Mikey Sherrill, helicopter, mom, helicopter. But if you are an honorable military veteran, as she is, yeah, that's a marquee to be using today, particularly a female in this. That doesn't mean she should be governor. She's going to be a rotten governor. But that is a leg up big time, particularly now if you serve in the military. So, coming up, I'm thinking all that because J.D. Vance served in the Marines, and I want to play you what Josh Shapiro tried to take away from him. They hate it that this kid, at that point, somehow or another, went to Harvard, coming from Appalachia, coming from a mom who was addicted and now has overcome that, and a family that was dysfunctional. Josh Shapiro can't acknowledge that. He's got to attack it. And your calls. Got a lot of great ones lined up. Hit us with that character in a military film of any sort is what we're looking for. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay, Tom Giordano's show. Welcome in, everyone. Happy Veterans Day to all veterans and their families. We honor them today. And Colonel Rutter, I've been waiting for this. 20 years in the making, his book on his troops in the Gulf War. We played you the president today speaking at Arlington. And I'll take a couple calls. People have been waiting. But then I'm going to play you Josh Shapiro. And I'm thinking about how few... Vance is the only one in the upper echelons that I know with military experience of the extent that he did. He was in the Marines. After that, on the Republican side, DeSantis was a JAG officer, I believe, but involved in raids where he was. So that's, you know, it's getting rarer and rarer. So there's two right there. You know, who else would be a contender on the Republican side at this point in time? I don't think Rubio had military experience. On the Democrat side, let's see. AOC, I'm sure she invaded something. Yeah, the suburbs, because that's where she's from.
I'm not seeing her on this list.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a list there?
I do. Yeah, it's just, I don't know a lot of these names.
Go ahead.
Let's see, some of the ones... Jake Auchincloss from...
He does? The Auchincloss guy?
He was in the Marine Corps.
Wow. That guy seems like the Silver Spoon of Silver Spoon guys. Yeah. I give him credit then. Yeah.
Let's see. Who's another name I know? Dan Crenshaw?
Well, of course.
In the Navy?
Yes. Yeah. All right. It's Veterans Day, but I can tell the story Myself and three other talk hosts, Henry, are in the Oval Office. These guys come in, about 20 of them, in Congress trying to convince Trump, which he'll never do. And I saw it right there. I witnessed it and knew he wouldn't do it. He'll bomb. He's not going to put Americans in harm's way, unending wars.
Mm-hmm.
Crenshaw was one of them. And I'm standing right next to Crenshaw. And Trump says, these are the important guys over here. The four talk show hosts next to Dan Crenshaw. It was like, good night, everybody. Oh, let me out of here. I want to get out of here. Yeah. When you're around Tim, you know, he has an aura about him that is.
Yeah.
So when you're up close and you see the whole eye patch and to think that jerk said, what is this guy? A porn star or something with the eye patch?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Pete Davidson. And Crenshaw handled it. Go ahead, John.
You see, Pete Davidson went on SNL after he did that, and Dan Crenshaw lit him up.
I thought he was gracious to him and as the manner of taking him down.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, right. When you're standing next to Dan Crenshaw, you're like, oh, my God. And when you read, we did a Politics and Pints with him. I think for 6 weeks he had to lay in a chair, like when you're getting your
right.
hair shampooed.
I remember
shampooed.
Hearing the story, yeah.
Yeah, he just had to lay back in a chair and not move because of the
crazy.
Eye movement.
Yeah.
Yeah. To save one eye. Yeah. And that's the thing on Veterans Day. All the spots we see, et cetera. The new thing might be, due to medical miracles, a number of people are saved. They come home, but the injuries are extensive. That's a really difficult thing to deal with, and a number of veterans groups are doing a good job with it. Any others, Henry?
Yeah, I've got an interesting one here.
Go ahead.
I personally, I'm not sure if you did either. The Democrat from Pennsylvania, of course.
Not Josh Shapiro.
No,
of course not.
Chrissy Betterman? Houlihan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she
I didn't
does.
Know that.
Yeah, I give her credit for that.
Yeah, I didn't know
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. She's like a Mikey Sherrill without being Mikey Sherrill type of stuff.
Ah, okay.
But look,
not over the top with it.
I got to say, and you can call and tell me other. Look, Mikey Sherrill was a helicopter pilot, flew helicopters, did volunteer for the military. Mm-hmm. Did she go overboard with doing that during the campaign? Eh. If
it's
I'm
a good thing to run on.
Right.
And, it's a cool thing to run
and,
on.
And Spanberger was in the CIA. So, look, given everything, I think it's noble. I don't think you can overdo it. Doesn't mean she should be governor. Her ideology and her ideas and her ethics are bad. But you're flying helicopters. Yeah, I think you get to tout that. Nobody else on the Democrat side. Newsom, even close.
No, I like that. These names I'm seeing, like I don't know these.
The people. Hair. He wouldn't let them do anything with the hair.
You want me to cut this? No way. Yeah.
Well,
I'm
I mean
here.
The gel. You know, he'd have. Hey, where's your grenade? Well, I have an array of gels.
Well,
over
even
here.
Before that, like going to basic training, they shave your head, and he's like, "I'm not letting you touch this."
No, not Newsom. You're not seeing Newsom. Shapiro, no. Anybody else on the Democrat side that might be out there? The Murphy guy. Is going to run. No, he doesn't. So you have Vance and you have DeSantis so far that I can think of. Let's go to, let's go to David in Lexington, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, welcome in.
Hey, Nama, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Happy Veterans
Good.
Day.
Happy Veterans Day. Thank you.
To any veterans listening, I don't know you, but I always say, I appreciate anyone who's willing to do a job I'm not willing to do or not able to do. So I truly do thank everyone who has volunteered to do it because, again, it's something I would not do and could not do. So I do thank all the veterans
out
there listening.
You know, we're seeing something here, too, though. We've identified at least two of the major Republicans have extensive military experience in Vance and DeSantis.
Right.
And look, Mikey Sherrill said helicopter, helicopter, helicopter. I can't begrudge her that. If you're willing to sacrifice to become a helicopter pilot in the line of fire, which you could be very easily, that's noble.
Yeah. Well, you know, South Carolina, we've had a lot of politicians that were in the military, including Strom Thurmond, who fought in the Civil War. So, you know, we have a good history.
Right. Hey, is it true that Strom Thurmond, though, did get a mortuary vehicle? So he could lie down in the back of it back in the day and take a nap between stops.
I wouldn't doubt it.
He did. No, look, I know he did. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, he was in office, I think, when he was 100.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was definitely way long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So from my side answer today, this guy is an actor who was actually buried in Arlington and actually was, you know, in the Marine Corps. I'm going with Arlie Ermey, who was Sergeant Gunnery.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Great one.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
I'd quote him right now, but we'd get censored and kicked off the air.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. Any more on that list? Oshenkloss or whatever that guy.
Yeah, I just...
That's surprising.
I'm not sure of these. Like, I mean, some of them I know, like Brian Mast, I've heard
of. Oh, yeah. Well, Brian Mast is a disabled, or he was wounded severely.
I'm also not how old this list is, but there's 79 members of that U.S. House.
Are military?
Veteran. Yes.
Wow. I'm surprised at that number. That's a little bit higher than I thought. But, you know, every Veterans Day we ask, if we value veterans in this manner, why is it we don't see people, for example, you take a look at, you had Eisenhower, Nixon, Kennedy, all not only veterans, but in two cases, well, Eisenhower led D-Day, Kennedy, it's legit, was a war hero. Nixon was under fire in the South Pacific. After that, it kind of trails off a bit. You don't see quite as much of it. And when we get up to the last few years, you don't see much of it at all.
It's all lawyers.
Yeah. And Vance and DeSantis, I think the country's ready for that. I think they want to look at someone who served in the military, the sacrifice, even if it wasn't in combat, and acknowledge that and value that. Should go a long way with it. So with Mikey Sherrill, yeah, we heard helicopter, but it's an important thing. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how we get you on board. Let's talk about Rescue Natural Supplements. You can take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs for over 40 years now. Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts, from immunity boosters, blood pressure health, to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide array of wellness products, like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being and get these limited-time deals at res-q.com. Or call a Rescue Product Consultant, 826-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Online at res-q.com for up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay, it is Dom time at 855-839-1210. So here is Josh Shapiro. And this isn't the military story of J.D. Vance. I'm sure old Josh will figure out a way to attack that. But listen to him as we were in the throes of the snap debate, which is still going on. Gone after J.D. Vance as they tried to in the 2024 campaign about the Appalachia is how I still say it. Story, Hillbilly Elegy. Here's Josh Shapiro.
Yep.
So was the release of the federal funds a mistake? Like, just yesterday, Vice President J.D. Vance said, you know, he called the court order absurd. Do we think that the release of the funds was a mistake, or is it a direct result of you guys going to court?
Well, let me answer both the J.D. Vance piece and the other piece. This is as a result of us continuing to push legally with the judge and the judge ruling that no longer would there be a partial payment, but the full payment. And the moment we got that ruling, Secretary Arkush went into action, pushed that button, and got the dollars flowing again, the federal dollars. And look, as for J.D. Vance, I mean, I got to say, look, I think America has a president, a vice president that don't give a damn about all Americans. They have made that crystal clear. And I mean, at least with Donald Trump, he's transparent about that. J.D. Vance is a total phony. And let me explain why. J.D. Vance rose to some prominence by writing a book about growing up in Appalachia, where there's a whole lot of people who get SNAP. He made millions of dollars on the backs of telling their stories.
Oh, my God.
And then he turned his damn back on those very people who he likes to write about and claim as his own. Here's another thing J.D. Vance claims. He claims to be a person of faith. I know my Bible. And my Bible teaches us that we are to love thy neighbor.
That's right.
And we are to feed the hungry.
That's right.
Deuteronomy says, if you see a person who is in need, you don't give them a clenched fist, you open up your hand. So for J.D. Vance now to turn around after claiming all these things his whole life and literally go to court to stop hungry people from eating, that is not only phony, it is shameful. And this is who is leading America today. And folks got to wake up and realize the people who are leading in America quite literally want to keep people hungry. And you'll excuse me for getting emotional about it, but when I see hungry people in my state who are hungry because of J.D. Vance's bullshit politics, that makes me angry. And that's why I went to court. And that's why we're funding SHARE. And that's why we're putting dollars back on people's SNAP cards, because that's what the people of Pennsylvania deserve, and America deserves better than J.D. Vance.
Well, Pennsylvania deserves a lot better than the all-time phony here. And this is an attempt, once again, they know the power of Hillbilly Elegy. They know the power of what J.D. Vance overcame, Joshy, that you didn't have to overcome. And I don't know what your Bible says about killing babies, but, you know, it's something we might want to look up. I don't know what chapter is in there, because you're an extremist on that. But this will be the attempt. You got to take away that story. It's a story. There's a reason why Hillbilly Elegy did so well. People were stunned by this advance to be able to come through that. And as you know, much as he loves his mother, who now apparently is someone who's overcome some of the demons, the addictions, advance, you realize how dysfunctional this whole group was. I think the film's pretty plain about that. Can't let him have that story. He's got to be indifferent. He's got to be mean. He's got to be callous. Not Josh Shapiro, though. This is the typical playbook, citing the Bible, what his Bible tells him. Isn't it convenient how they can find those chapters in the Bible? Just at the tip of his fingers of what his faith tells him. What his faith tells him is even to deny why he was attacked, he and his family, by that maniac motivated by Gaza and Palestine, because his party is anti-Semitic, at least when it comes to the national level of presidential candidates. Apparently, that doesn't enter into it. This guy is a menace, big time, an all-time menace. And I've jousted with him all the way back to when he was a state representative coming out of Abington. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you can get in. Colonel Scott Rutter, Pride of Father Judge High School. The book not out yet. It comes out in July, but he sent me an extensive amount of material on this. I guess the war that we're focused on right now, and rightfully so, due to age, due to the controversy over it. I mean, Hanoi Jane is trending on Twitter today. I looked. And I don't know that Jane Fonda said how disturbed she was about America again. She said it several times in the last few months. But it's up there again. It's not as controversial, nearly as controversial as it was. I don't think there's much controversy right now about veterans and Veterans Day. And that's a good thing that people are accepting of it. But you watch. They will try to go after the veteran experience. And look, I think Mikey Sherrill still hasn't answered over in Jersey about why she didn't get to walk in her graduation at the Naval Academy. But as far as the helicopter part of it, you could say it's overdone. Voters have to decide. I think it's something, if you did that, I would advise. Talk about it frequently. Talk about it all the time. If people think it's using that too much, okay, they'll make a judgment. But given the small number of veterans, although on the Republican side you have DeSantis and you have Vance running this time coming up, it's something noteworthy. All right, I'm coming to the callers. A lot of people want to get in. 855-839-1210. You know, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials. That would be food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail are just fantastic. They'll come out to your home, test your water, recommend solutions that make sense for you. The pride they have to show you taking those impurities out of your water. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. Click on MartinWater.com, MartinWater.com, or call 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you, 800-887-7555.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Happy Veterans Day, everyone. Thanks for listening Monday through Friday, noon until 3. Henry and John here are with us. So, Henry, over and under, I'm looking again. I was giving the optimistic side yesterday of getting escape from Philadelphia. Now I don't know, more cancellations. even though the shutdown is apparently over.
But, like, it's not over.
Yeah, not with the... Well,
that's what the thing. Like, it's over in, like, theory. Yeah. Like, they're saying it's over, but there's no agreements yet.
Well, I agree with Trump, though, offering up to $10,000 a Patriot Award to air traffic controllers who have come in and performed, even though not getting paid.
Yeah. I mean, if that gets my flight out on time, you know, Thursday, I'm all for it. Yeah, you can take some of my tax dollars for that.
You can call us from the airport and tell us, are you about ready to board? Or is Philadelphia putting up a big...
is anyone flying out of Newark? Let me know.
Oh, that's right. It's Newark, not Philadelphia. Okay. All right. Let's go to Keith in Bluebell on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Keith. Good afternoon. Hi. Keith, I'll put you on hold. Zenos, Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Zenos.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Very good,
Happy
Zenos.
Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. And you know what, Don? They deserve a lot more. They deserve a lot more, believe me, because I have relatives that were in, during the Second World War. They deserve a lot more, and they should be taken care of. And Donald Trump is doing that. He did in his first administration. So, with that said, my second, when you were talking to Jeff Van Drew about what they're doing in England, you know, in their constitution, if I remember right, studying from school, they don't have no right clause as a freedom of speech in there, if I'm not mistaken. That's why they can do all this nonsense, what they're doing. But as far as Jeff Van Drew is right, we don't want Americans, for them, to foreigners, to be dictating us to what we're doing. We had a last administration, you know, trying to stop us from talking. And that was the Biden administration with Twitter and all that. We don't need that stuff here. This is America, freedom of speech.
Without a doubt, Desi. Yeah, I don't think they are as comfortable as we are with the First Amendment. What's your side today?
My side today was a great war hero. He also, I think, played in his own movie. He is one of the most decorated soldiers of all time, and that was Artie Murphy. He was more decorated than York, and he was a very decorated, and he became a very successful actor and a businessman, and I believe he was killed. And after all he was doing, he also was on top of a tank with a 44 machine gun fighting off the Germans by himself. And he gets killed in an airplane accident. That broke my heart. I remember him.
Thank you, Zenos. Thanks for remembering. Yeah, Artie Murphy is a top five storied name. All right, we're looking for a character, though. A character in the film that was military-based. It could be any military, any point that you want that just was riveting to you. You do that at 855-839-1210. Of course, we'll get the winner. Put their name into the hat. We have Dom's Money Melody. Coming up, Colonel Scott Rutter, the first time I met him in person, I was doing a remote broadcast from Sterling Optical. And I remember we had the producers and I get down and do 50 push-ups. He looked, you know, in military uniform like that. Then at Seven Fishes one year, I didn't know he was really, really good friends with Colonel Alan West. Oh. When West heard he was in the audience, he just jumped off the stage and ran to where he was there. It was a great moment. I think we were honoring Wild Bill Guinier that night, too, at the Seven Fishes. Yeah, so it was a tearjerker, without a doubt. He's got a new book coming out, Damn Fine Soldiers. He's the guy, and he still continues with a veterans organization that led the charge. It took the airport in Baghdad. Then he became a war correspondent for Fox, calling me from places like Saddam's palaces on a regular basis. Then he went with us to smooth all the edges over in Gitmo. You know, there's a lot of stuff. They would say, well, you can't do that here. It's a radio show.
Yeah,
well,
you know,
we won't open the door until I was on, I think, 9 to noon. Then. Wait a minute. We don't open the door to after lunch.
Oh.
Colonel Rutter had to deal with that. It would have been a little bit difficult, you can imagine. as we're sitting there, open up the door. We have to put together all this equipment to do this. Okay. 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Jump in. If you're a veteran, please call in. Tell us about that. You have a story. We want to acknowledge that, too. Happy Veterans Day. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays. 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.